WMUB Forum on NPR at 88.5. I'm John Hingsbergen, and our conversation today is about the issue of presidential signing statements. And if this is a fairly new concept to you, don't be surprised. There are a lot of us who really have never thought of it in those terms. We are hearing stories about presidential powers and the issue of president, the legislature and the judicial branch of government constantly in a little bit of a tug of war, I guess. I mean, it's part of the system that was set up by the framers of the U.S. Constitution, a balance of powers. And we have chosen to air this topic today because we have access to Dr. Professor Chris Kelly, who is an assistant, visiting assistant professor of political science at Miami University. He's one of a few scholars researching this issue of presidential signing statements. He operates a blog called Media Watch. How does one find that if we talked about the internet and the access to this information?
The Media Watch blog is on the Miami servers. It's off of my Miami homepage, and you can access it by going to the Miami homepage, muohio.edu, and just searching for my name. It'll pop right up.
Search box at the top of the page. Type in Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it should pop right up.
And Bruce Fine is also with us, a member of the American Bar Association Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements. He testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee on the issue. He's a constitutional lawyer and international consultant with the Litchfield Group in Washington, D.C. Writes a column on legal and international affairs for the Washington Times. And Bruce, anything you'd like to plug in terms of contact, how the listeners may follow up on the information that you're providing here as well?
You can just click my name on Google, and that would more than ample for nighttime reading.
If we spell it correctly, F-E-I-N, right?
Yes.
All right. That's Bruce Fine. Well, let's come back to this topic of presidential signing statements. Chris, you were saying you had some comments about Bruce's most recent remarks about the availability of the information.
A couple of things. Also, in addition to the bill that Senator Specter introduced, there's also legislation that Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts also has introduced, which requires that the president notify the Congress when he is making these constitutional challenges. However, the interesting thing to note about that is that in 2002, Senator Leahy, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, added language to a Department of Justice appropriation bill requiring that the Attorney General inform the Congress whenever the President either refuses to defend an unconstitutional provision of law or enforce a provision of law that the President has determined to be unconstitutional. And despite the fact that Senator Leahy successfully added that language to the appropriations bill, when President Bush signed that particular Department of Justice appropriations bill, he used a signing statement to essentially opt himself out of the mandate that Senator Leahy had added to that appropriations bill. I have a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Justice asking whether or not they have fulfilled their constitutional obligation to inform Congress, and I just received a note yesterday from them in which they told me they cannot find any evidence that they have.
Just yesterday, the news came out, and of course it's still very much in the news today, that a federal judge in Detroit ordered an immediate halt to the federal government's warrantless wiretapping program. Is there a connection to the signing statements and this whole process, Bruce Fine? Do you see these as related?
There's been a systematic campaign by the Bush administration from the outset to cripple the powers of Congress and emulating King Louis the 14th saying, I am the law, that's the president. And this is the domestic warrantless surveillance program in flagrant contradiction of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act fits into this larger pattern combined with the presidential signing statements, combined with the president's unilateral creation of a military tribunal for alleged war criminals that the Supreme Court struck down, combined with the president's assertion that he could detain you, me, anyone in the United States as an illegal combatant for our lives without having any judicial review. So this is a part of this quest to move towards a single branch of government, the presidential powers that he styles a unitary executive. Now, one of the things that's important to note about this domestic surveillance program is that there's no evidence at all that it is at all critical or even marginally important to our national security. Everyone understands the Constitution is not a suicide pact. The United States, the Congress, and the President have ample powers to try to protect us against 9/11 or sequels to 9/11. In 2002, it was Bush's Justice Department that told the Senate Intelligence Committee that the current statutory arrangements called FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, enabled the executive to act nimbly, quickly, flexibly in order to stop terrorism at the bud. And there has not been a single shred of evidence forthcoming directly or by leaks from the administration that this domestic surveillance program has led to the foiling of any terrorist plot. And everyone knows in Washington that if there were a great success story, it would be leaked out into the papers in half a second's time. Another earmark of the, in my judgment, the gratuitous nature of this violation of law is the fact that the administration has conceded it does not use this warrantless program to intercept domestic-to-domestic calls, the kinds of real-time information that might enable you to actually stop a terrorist attack as it was emerging on the ground. And the administration's effort is really just to try to frighten people and think that they are being more muscular against terrorism as opposed to the Democrats for their political advantage. Mm-hmm. It's as crass and cynical as that, in my judgment. And this claim that the administration has been seeking all along, you know, to get a final definitive judicial ruling on whether the doing is constitutional is laughable. For 5 years, the administration could have instantly had judicial review of their warrantless surveillance program simply by using some of the information either in a criminal prosecution, enabling a defendant to challenge the legality of the program, or in seeking a warrant under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And they've avoided, like the plague, mm-hmm. ever having a court look at this with any kind of scrutiny.
Bruce Fine is with us. Bruce Fine is with us from Washington, D.C. He is was a member of the American Bar Association Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements. He's testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, clearly an opponent of the concept of presidential signing statements. We have Professor Chris Kelly at Miami University, political science. He's a visiting assistant professor. We're interested in your input on this topic. We encourage you to be part of the conversation, and we're going to get to the phone lines in just a moment here at 888-877-3885. And we're interested, of course, in those who would agree with or defend the concept of signing statements. We don't want to just do a program that completely attacks this concept. We want to hear from those who think that this is a good idea or those who are concerned about the issue. We're going to get to Bob from Cheviot in just a moment here. Chris Kelly, did you have a comment you wanted to interject before we get to Bob?
I do. There also is responsibilities of the Congress to be aggressive in challenging presidents who use the signing statements or basically executive power in the way that the Bush administration has. The Constitution Project, for example, which is a bipartisan group of scholars, politicians, and others who also are interested in the administration's exercise of power. It too had a study of the signing statement and issued recommendations. And one of the recommendations, which I think is a good one, that they made was that Congress should be checking executive power. It should be, for example, denying appropriations to the administration when it thinks that it has overstepped its power. This was a Congress that, at least during the 8 years of the Clinton administration, that was very aggressive in defending its prerogatives and very aggressive in forcing administration officials to come testify and so forth. And we've not seen that since President Bush has come to power.
We're going to come back and talk to Bob from Cheviot. And we have a line open for you if you have a question or a comment about this concept of presidential signing statements. 888-877-3885 in the Cincinnati area. It's 529-5200. Send us an email to forum@wmub.org. More WMUB Forum in a minute and a half.